So the Halakha Mishnah weiter Maseches Menachos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Riba Shamna V'Chiser Shamna. Too much oil or too little oil? Chiser Levinasa. Not enough Levina. Psula. All right, so let's go back to the oil. Which mincha has oil? When do you pour the oil? What do you do with the oil? Let's try to sort this out a little bit. What's a mincha? Or better yet, what's in a mincha? Generally, flour. A mincha has to have at least an asarin, 1/10 of an epha of wheat flour known as soilas. We're going to see some minchas are barley, but most of them are soilas. A mincha generally has one lug. How much is a lug? Let's say the shear of kiddush. How much wine do you have to have for kiddush or dalet kaisis? Is a revius a lug, a quarter of a lug. Well, that's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So a lug is 4 times that much. Approximately anywhere between 12 and 20 ounces. So every mincha has about a lug of oil. What type of oil? Shemen zayis. The menorah needed shemen zayis. The mincha needed shemen zayis, although the oil of the mincha didn't have to be as clear. So if there's an asarin of flour, you have to have a lug of oil. But right now we're not dealing with how much oil. The point is there has to be a certain amount of oil. Then there's the levina. The levina, like we said before, you want to know the dictionary definition? Frankincense. I don't think you're any smarter. It's a kind of a spice or some kind of a substance that comes from the sap of a tree. It creates this tremendous aroma, like we said. Now, we also mentioned the levina isn't mixed into the mincha. You really can't eat it. But it's placed on top of it. And how much levina? A koinitz. That we'll learn later, Bez Hashem, in Perik Yod Gimel. It's the amount that fits into the middle 3 fingers of the hand when it's folded over the palm, like we just learned what a koimetz is. Now, most menachos need both oil and levina. Some menachos need only oil, not levina. Some only levina, not oil. Some have no oil and no levina. Like the Shtei Alechem, brought on Shavuos, the Minchas Chaita, that a person brings a certain chatoim. If he can't afford a regular carbon, the Minchas Kanas for a Saita, over there's no Shemen, no Levina. As a Shemiz Baruch, we'll get to everything slowly. Right now, what we need to know for this Mishnah is a Mincha that does require oil, or a Mincha that does require Levina, has to have an exact amount. And Riba Shamna, if there's too much, V'chiser Shamna, or there's too little, let's say you have an Asara and you don't have a whole Loig, or Chisa Levinasa. Now here we have to raise a red flag. Even though you need a koimetz of levina lachatchila, when we say chisa levinasa, says the Batanura, it means less than 2 grains of levina. And what would be too much? More than 2 kmitzes. Either way, in regard to the oil of levina, you have too much or too little, the din is psula, it is pasul. Wait a second, did you tell me too much levina pasuls it? So how come the Mishnah, when it comes to oil, says too much oil or too little oil passels it? But when it comes to the Levina, you're saying only too little Levina passels it. And the answer is, because the amount of Levina that you need to passel it, double what he's supposed to take, is not shchiach. So the Mishnah doesn't mention it. But Lamaisa, it would passel it. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ha-koimitz es ha-mincha lechol shiareha bachutz. Okay, so now we're getting back to the similar Mishnayis that we had at the beginning of Masech Tzvachim, except here we're not talking about Karbanis, we're talking about Menachais. Remember, Kmitza by a Mincha is the same as Shchita by a Behem. So the Kohen makes Kmitza on a Mincha, and his Kavana is to eat what's left after the Kmitza, the rest of the Mincha. He wants to eat it outside of the Azara. Again, a koimetz as a mincha, does kmitz on the mincha, lechol teach shiareha, what's left b'chutz, outside. He's supposed to eat what's left, but not outside the azara. Oy kezayis me shiareha b'chutz. Or even a kezayis of what is left over outside the azara. In other words, he intends to do the right thing. He wants to eat most of it inside, but a kezayis he wants to eat outside. Or, when he does the kmitz, he has in mind lahakdir kimtza b'chutz. It's supposed to be makdir the koimetz on the mizbeach. He has in mind to be makdir the koimetz outside the azara. Or maybe not even the whole koimetz. Oy kezayis me kumtza b'chutz. Or he has in mind to burn even a kezayis of the koimetz outside of the azara. Now remember, says the Bat Tanura, the machshava of the kohen can passel the carbon, whether he's thinking of the human eating it outside, or he's thinking that the mizbeach, where it's supposed to be burnt, it's going to be outside. So let's say he made the kmitza thinking he's going to burn the levaina outside of the azar. In all these cases, just like by a carbon, where what he's thinking wrong is chutz l'mekoymoy, the din is possible, but ve'im by cars. The mincha is possible, but there's no punishment of cars. Now, let's get back to the carbon for a minute. The behema carbon, if we can do a little chazara on the sechtes zvachim. So let's remember what we said. The machshava to eat it in the wrong place, or to be makdu it in the wrong place, is either during the shechita, during the kabbalas adam, during the halacha, which is bringing it to the mizbeach, or doing the zrika sadam, any of the four avodas. By the mincha, there's also four avodas. But here it's kmitza, using his fist to scoop up the mincha, putting it into the klisharis, bringing it to the mizbeach, and being makto the kaimitz and the levaina. It's four corresponding to four. The kaimitz and the levaina by a mincha is the same as the dam and the emrim by a zevach, by a regular carbon. And the leftover mincha after the kaimitz is the same as the meat by a regular carbon. So just like over there we say, chutz l'makaymai, by any of these four things, a kavana of chutz l'makaymai, passels it here too. If the kain has a kavana of eating it or being makter it chutz l'makaymai, not in the right place, it passels it, but there's no karis. On the other hand, the lechel shir el l'machar, if the kain made the kmitza on a mincha, with the kavana to eat what's left over the next day. Remember what we said. Zman is much more sensitive than makayim. Remember what we said in Masechta Zvachim from the Chavetz Chaim? The more ruchni something is, the more powerful it is. Zman is more spiritual than place. Place is physical. Remember what we said? That's why Lashon Hara is worse than other Aveiros, because there's no physical thing. It's your mouth, it's your essence, and why Limud HaTorah is greater than all mitzvahs. So the chi of karis is when you think, not just eating it out of its place, but rather you think you're going to eat it after the time. That's much more sensitive. So again, lechol shirei l'machav, the kohen made the kmitza on the mincha thinking to eat what's left over the next day. Oy kizayis me shirei l'machav, or even a kizayis of what's left over. He's thinking he's going to eat it the next day. Lahakter kimtza l'machav, if his kavana is to burn the kaimitz the next day. Oy kizayis me kimtza l'machav, or even a kizayis of its kaimitz the next day. Oy lahakter l'vaynasa l'machav, or as he's doing the kmitza, his kavana is to burn the levaina the next day. Here it's not just possible, pigel. In all these cases, the mincha is pigel. It's what the Torah calls pigel. V'chayavin alav karis, and a person would be chayav karis for eating it. And remember what pigel means. Even if he eats it during the right time, but he's eating something that the kohen had a kavana to eat it after the zman during the kmitza. So even if he eats it during the right time, he would be chayav karis. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, what we have already mentioned from the Batanura earlier, Zeklal, this is the rule, kol ha-koimetz. If anyone makes kmitza, v'hanoisim b'kli, or places the koimetz in a keli, v'hamahalech, or brings it to the mizbeach, v'hamakter, or burns the koimetz on the mizbeach. Any one of the four avoiders, with the intent, lechel, to eat, dover shedarkei lechel, something that is normally eaten, like the shirayim. Shirayim means the leftover mincha after you remove the kaimitz. Ulahakter dava shadarke lahakter, or to burn something that is meant to be burnt. So the rule is, chutz l'mekaymai. If his kavana was to burn the kaimitz or eat what's left over outside its place, possibly aimed by karis. It's possible, but there's no karis for eating it. Chutz l'zmana, if his kavana was to eat or burn it past its time, then pigel v'chayav and olive karis. It's not just possible, it's pigel, and a person would be chayav karis for eating it. But when would the iser karis come in? Well, b'lvad, provided she yikrav hamatir kimitzvasai, that the permitter, that's called a matir, what's matir it, was done properly. In other words, the only problem with this carbon is the fact that he had a machshava to eat it after the zman. But if there's another problem besides that, then for eating it, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. The Mishnah explains. Ketzad karav hamatir kimitzvasi. In what way do we have a situation of karav hamatir kimitzvasi, what's matir the karban, was done properly? So the Mishnah says as follows. We're going to have three cases. Case number one. Komatz b'shtika. When he made the kmitza, he didn't have any bad machshava to do it the wrong way. At least not during kmitza. But, v'nasim b'kli, v'hilech, v'hiktor chus lizmanai, but then he put the kmitza into the klisharis, brought it to the mizbeach, and burnt it with the kavana of eating what's left past its time. So out of the four avodas, by the last three, he was thinking of doing it chus lizmanai. Or this is the second case. Shekamatz chus lizman. He starts off wrong. By the kmitza already, he has a kavana of eating what's left, the shirayim past its time, but then he does everything else the way it was supposed to. V'nasim b'kli, puts it into the keli, v'hilach, brings it to the mizbeach, v'hikter, and he's makter it, makter the kaimitz, and the levayna b'shtika. B'shtika means quiet, but what it means is without a bad machshava. Or case number three. Shekamatz. He does the kmitza, v'nasim b'kli, puts it into the keli, v'hilach, brings it to the mizbeach, v'hikter, and he's makter it, thinking all along, chutz lezmanoi. By all of the four avodos, he had in mind to eat what's left past its time. Zehu shekarav hamatir kimitzvasi. This is a case where the matir, whatever it takes to be matir the karban, was done properly. The only problem with this mincha is the machshav of pickle. There's no other problem. Here's where we say, if Itaki eats it, even if he eats it during the proper time, he would be chayiv karas. Okay, so quickly chazing over our mission. Too much oil, too little oil. Not enough levaina, pasul. And there is a certain shear where too much levaina would pasul it. Then we learned someone does kmitza on the mincha, thinking he's going to eat the leftover. Leftover means after you take the kmitza, you put it on the mizbeach, the leftover flour in the mincha, which is supposed to be eaten by the kahana. But he's thinking to eat it outside of the Azara, or a kezayis of it outside of the Azara, or to be makter the koimitz outside of the Azara, or a kezayis of the koimitz. Or he's thinking to be makter the levaina outside of the Azara. In all these cases, this is your standard chutz l'makoimai, out of its place. The din is the carbon is possible, but there would not be a chi of karas for eating it. But if he's thinking to eat what's left over after the kmitza, not out of place, but out of time, after the deadline, or a kezayis of what's left over after the deadline, or during the kmitza he had in mind to be makter the kaimitz in the right place on the mizbeach, but after the time, or a kezayis of the kaimitz after the time, or to be makter the levaina after the time, in this case it's pigel, and there's a chi of karis, should he eat it, even if he eats it in time? And this is true for all of the four avoidais, the kmitza, putting it into the keli, taking it to the mizbeach and being makter it. If during these four avodas he had in mind to eat something that is normally eaten, or to be makter something that you're normally makter, to eat something that's normally eaten means the shirayim, what's left over after the kaimitz. To be makter, to burn something that you're normally makter, means the kaimitz or the levaina. If he has in mind chutz l'makayimai, to do it outside of the place, it's possible, but there's no karis. If he has in mind chutz lizmanoi, it's pigul, and should someone eat this, even in the right time, he would be chayiv karas, provided that the only problem is the machshavas pigul. There's no other problem here. Everything else was done right. All the four avodas were done. The only problem is that during one of them, or during three of them, or during all of them, he had a machshava to eat it chutz lizmanoi. But if there's another psul, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, besides for the pigel problem, at least that saves him. But should he eat it, it would not be chayiv karas.